Sometimes we forget the way we started out. Those days make time to see beyond the clouds. This won't take long before we move on. Remember the
First and Last by Harriet on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain. And I'm delighted to have that beautiful voice on the line. Good afternoon, Harriet. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm very well. How are you?
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be back.
It's good to have you back on, because we chatted just after Christmas, I think it was, because I had to get away with playing a Christmas song early in the year. So it's all going well for you then?
Yes, very well, very well. Very excited that Fly has been released today,
good stuff.
My new single. Lots more to come. It's really exciting, exciting time.
So you've been busy recording in the studio then?
Yes, busy recording in the studio for the album, and also we've actually just decided, and you're the first person I've told this actually, we've decided to, we recorded a cover recently, She's Out of My Life by Michael Jackson, and we had such a brilliant response from it. We've decided to do a little covers EP between now and the album, while everyone's waiting for that. So we're trying to decide on the covers. So if anybody's got ideas that they'd like to pitch for covers, because of course there are a million songs out there that we could do, then please tweet them over and send them over on Facebook and send them into you, and you can pass them over.
I've got Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny. Is that any good? Or
Well, that's an option. We could give it a go, especially for you.
Just humour me. I'll come up with some really corkers. I know you won't use them, though. Yeah, but I'll challenge you to.
Oh, go for it. I'm up for anything.
Now,
and Steve and I will always have a little potter around in the studio and play out with silly ideas. So
yeah, and you can always release it as like a fun album anyway. You know,
yes.
So it looks like you're kind of like releasing these little EPs just to keep us going until that big album comes out.
Exactly, yeah. I think there is a lot of pressure to kind of, you know, and definitely impatience as well as an artist to kind of, oh, I just want to release everything now. But it's good to take your time over things, I think, and, you know, just try out different things and experiment with new ideas.
Yeah, good stuff.
Time to do it, so...
Why not? And just, I mean, before, because those may not have heard the interview earlier on in the year, just tell us a little bit about how you kind of got into music. Who is your inspiration to start off with? Who is it that you think, oh, yeah, I'd just love to be like them? Or
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of music from the 60s and 70s, mainly from my parents used to play that music quite a lot.
Yeah.
So a lot of the American West Coast stuff, like the Eagles,
oh, brilliant.
America, and then the Bee Gees, the Carpenters, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, of course, and then also some more obscure ones like Bread,
yeah,
E. Ward.
Are you talking my kind of music now?
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's great stuff. That's what we play on this show all the time. It's
brilliant.
Love it.
That's great.
And
yeah,
so
I love it.
And so really, I mean, did you play instruments? Were you in the singing family, that kind of stuff?
I play the piano really appallingly, but enough to write a song.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my instrument other than my voice. My family are quite musical. My sister, she sings a little bit. My dad plays the piano. My mum's from a very musical family. Classical background, I think. So yeah, there's music there through, you know, all of my family down to me.
And what's it like when you say to people, look, you know, when they say, what do you want to do for a career? And you say, look, I want to be in music, I want to be a singer, I want to release albums. Do people kind of say, you know, get a trade behind you, or, you know, it's you're not much money in it unless you become really famous? It's a bit of a risk, isn't it?
It is a risk, because I think particularly now with, you know, the multitude of artists that are on the scene,
yeah,
you're one of a lot more than you were 30 years ago.
Do you feel there's a lot more? I think we're inundated with great talent. I mean, the great talent, but just so many people having a go now.
Yes, there are, and I mean, it's brilliant that it's so accessible now. You know, anyone can release a record on iTunes, on Spotify. Anybody can put out music, and or even on YouTube. You know, you don't even have to release something for people in the world to hear it, to get it.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. That's a wonderful thing, and I think that you know, it shouldn't be seen as a negative thing. It does just make it a bit more challenging when it comes to, you know, breaking new artists, because there's a lot more. It's a lot more crowded.
Yeah.
The market's a lot more crowded. There's a lot more there. And so you do have to kind of sift through to find what you're looking for.
And we've got all these TV shows knocking people out now, aren't we? Not knocking people out, you know what I mean? And some great talent as well. So how is it then that you, out of everybody, get chosen by the likes of Graham Norton to be on his show? And how does that all come about?
Oh, gosh, that's a really difficult question. Of course, we didn't expect any of that success. That was just amazing. And that was with the Christmas EP.
Yeah.
That came out last year. I think it's, you know, it was picked up. When I met him, he just said that, you know, he really enjoyed the music, which is just really lovely. It's just really special and great to hear from, you know, anybody that they like what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just happened, really. It was a really exciting time, and it's great to have that endorsement from people that are so, you know, greatly loved by so many of the public.
Was he the first one to kind of notice you and open the other doors, or was it somebody else?
Well, I was actually played Malcolm Prince, who is Graham Norton and also Paul O'Grady's producer at Radio 2.
Yeah.
He's absolutely wonderful and has been a brilliant support from day one. We played First and Last. In fact, the song you just played there, that was played on Radio 2, I think August last year. And so that's the first that's the first play that we had on Radio 2, and then everything kind of spiralled from there, really. And that was Paul O'Grady who played that first of all. So it was, yeah, it was just really exciting, and it's been amazing how, you know, how much, even in this day and age where the music industry and reaching people is so different, there are so many more mediums, it still seems to be that radio is the way to reach people.
Yeah, and
the response that we've had has been great.
And Radio 2, 8 million listeners to The Breakfast Show. I remember going back probably about 10 years ago, listening to Katie Melua when she came out with Closest Thing to Crazy, the first song.
A great record.
And I remember Terry Wogan championing her on The Breakfast Show on Radio 2, and it was that was almost like that was the reason she made it, really, because of just, you know, this presenter just saw something in her, liked her music, and really just you know, promoted her on the radio show.
Yeah, and I think if it comes from a real place, as in, you know, if he, and you just said it there, you know, he loved what she was doing, and so he wanted to share that. And I think when it comes from a real place like that, you know, you're set up wonderfully, because it is real. It's not like, you know, you're being forced to play something, or you're being told to play something because it's on a trend, or because you have to play it that week. It's on your list of things to do. There's something really quite special about somebody getting behind a project.
Yeah.
And pushing it. So it's really great.
It seems to me that there's a lot of... obviously, you've got brilliant talent and a great voice, and, you know, great production team. I know, is it Steve Anderson that's there as well?
Yes.
And it's a, you know, great team. You know, you bring out great music, but there must be some luck involved as well, as, you know, the grafting and the hard work. You know, just to get that kind of, for somebody to listen and to say, ah, I like that, and to really, because there's lots and lots of great talent that don't make it, you know, as household names or release albums even.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. There's always an element of luck involved when it comes to success in anything.
I think it's not just
music. It's, you know, you just don't know when you're out one evening having a drink who you might be standing next to at a bar. And you just don't know who might be listening when you're singing in a tiny little dingy pub in East London.
Yeah.
You just never know when that moment is, or those moments are going to happen. And I think all you can do is, you can't plan for them, but you can set yourself up in as many places as possible for those opportunities to happen, if they're going to. So I think that's what artists are doing now with all of these mediums, is just putting out as much music and content as possible to reach as many people as possible, just to open those doors, hopefully.
Well, you never know who's listening even today. I mean, last week we were doing an article, like a little feature about Paul McCartney and Wings, and playing some of the music. And,
oh, great.
And we were talking about it with one of the other presenters here, and listening to us on the Casablanca was the drummer from the band Wings, and he rang in to say that he was listening to the show. So you just never know who's listening, do you?
Brilliant.
So,
yeah. No, you never know. Yeah. You never know.
Now, I want to ask you a quick question about, because I've been watching this new song, Fly, which we're going to introduce in a moment. I watched the video on YouTube of it, and you're walking through London, I think, on the video.
Yeah. Through London.
And you got your headphones on.
Yeah.
And I noticed that unless you got a cast of extras that are bigger than Lord of the Rings, that was normal everyday people in the background. Is that right?
It was. Yeah.
Because I saw one woman as you're walking across the street with your headphones on, one woman of an older age generation looking around, looking like, what's going on here?
Yeah, we did get some funny looks. I mean, the idea behind that video was literally, I used to live in the West End,
yeah,
and about 3 years, and I loved it. It was just the most buzzing, great experience that time. And I used to spend a lot of time, particularly at night time, walking around London with my headphones in, listening to songs I'd just written, analysing them to death, you know, trying to come up with lyrics to melodies that I was warbling, you know, listening to that in my ears. And I think we do have our own soundtracks now, you know, as people.
Yeah.
We have our headphones in and we listen to whatever music we're into at that time. And we're able to walk around anywhere, whatever the weather is, wherever we are, and we're able to create that kind of movie in our heads. And that's kind of what I wanted to capture. But we did get some funny looks from people.
Yeah. It must have taken some guts for you to get out there and start singing. But then the song's about that, isn't it? About freedom and flying and all
this. Exactly, exactly. Liberating.
Yeah. So it just made me laugh. If you do watch the video, dear listener, watch for the woman as she's walking across the road. She's just got this look on her face. What is brilliant.
I've got to find that now. I didn't notice that. I've got to go and look for her.
It's just, oh dear. Anyway, it's just a great, great music and great video. And so let me just ask you then, let's just be straight and honest. What do you want from this song? Number one hit? Come on.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
But Let's do it. You need to download this off iTunes today, folks.
Well, yeah, do you know what? It would just be great for as many people as possible to hear it and for people to be... I would love to think that at some point in the next few weeks, people have got that in their car, and if they're having a bit of a bad day, that cheers them up. That would be just awesome.
Well, I like you because you did say I want the one hit, and some artists will say... As long as my music touches somebody, it's all that matters. But really, you do want a number one hit
of course. We all want a number one hit. I mean, if it does touch someone, that's obviously, you know, that's wonderful. But I think, you know, I don't like to jinx anything, Dave. No. I worry that if I say live on radio...
Let's just go for number five.
You know what I mean?
Let's go for number five. Let's go for number five, and then anything else is a bonus. All right?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Let's go with that.
Have you got anything planned for the summer? Not like holidays or anything, but are you doing any touring or concerts, or does that kind of come as you get closer to the time?
We had a fantastic gig last week where I premiered some of the songs, Fly being one of them, with a full band, which was awesome, and that was in London.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to set up a few more of those soon. And so on social media... If you kind of keep in touch via that, your listeners, then you'll hear about anything. If you happen to be in London and not in Spain, I plan to come to Spain as soon as I possibly can.
Well, you better do, I tell you. You better do. Because otherwise I'm going to have to come to London and watch you there, so...
and then, yeah, just the covers EP, which I'm quite excited about. It's been quite a last-minute decision, that, but we had, as I was saying, we had such a great reaction from the cover we did recently. We thought, actually, do you know what this would be? This would just be lovely as a kind of, while we're waiting for the album.
I would love you to do a Carpenters song. I know, I'm sure people have said it, but your voice has got a bit of a Karen Carpenter sound to it. So,
yeah.
Are you going to shy away from that now? Or because?
Well, you know, it's my voice is my voice as much as hers was hers.
Yeah.
And I take the comparison as a huge compliment.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, if people associate, you know, feelings that they did with the Carpenters' music in the 70s, and they now feel the same when they hear what I'm doing, that's really special.
Brilliant.
That's awesome.
So what do you reckon, Jambalaya?
I think if I was to cover a Carpenters record, I think probably the only thing that people, the only reason that people would want me to do it is so that they could compare closely.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah.
And I mean that with the greatest respect.
Yeah.
But I think...
All right, I'm going to go for Jackson 5. All right, I'll leave it there. Good stuff. Harriet, it's always great to have you on. It really is. And you're down to earth, and we love you here at TRE, so we want to wish you all the best with the song.
Thank you so much. Would you
introduce your new single for me, please?
How exciting. I'd love to. So here now on TRE, we have my new single, Fly, which is released today, 4th of May. Hope you enjoy.
Told me I was a fool. Well, I'm telling you now, it takes one to know one. And I was on a love at first sight trapeze, spinning round and down on my knees. Now I'm bruised with you. They say love is enough to make you run. Love is enough to make you go crazy. Yeah. Sweep me off my feet, I wanna fly.
Was happy on my tightrope till it all went up in smoke and I fell from you. And now, as I'm looking up at the stars, I know exactly what you are and I'm through with you. They say love is enough to make you weak, love is enough to make you go crazy. Yeah. Beneath my feet, I wanna fly and know how it feels to let love come right in and sweep me off my feet. I wanna fly and know how it feels. I've seen it in my dreams, but never thought that I would find the way. Feel the ground beneath my feet. I wanna fly and know how it feels to let love come running and sweep me off my feet. I wanna fly and know how it feels.
That's a new single from Harriet. It's called Fly. You can download that today on iTunes, and it's a great track, isn't it? Wishing her all the success in the world.